I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Toni Morrison is a national, no, an international treasure, but she is first and foremost our treasure. At 84, she continues to produce some of the finest works of fiction published today. Her 11th novel came out in April 2015. When a Morrison novel enters my reading radar, I pounce and place it on the top of the pile. At 178 pages, God Help the Child packs every bit of the joy, anger, hatred, prejudice, and love as any of her works. All this energy and emotion becomes embedded in a story as finely drawn as a silk sheet as it floats gently to the ground. God Help the Child is Morrison's first novel set in the present day. How timely with the events of Ferguson, New York, and Baltimore, to name a few. Lula Ann, or Bride, as she calls herself, is a stunning beauty who attracts the attention of men and women alike. Not only is she gorgeous, but she has a rare and sensitive intelligence. She also displays a justly confident spirit. As the novel opens, Sweetness says, "It's not my fault, so you can't blame me." The event she disavows is the birth of her daughter, Lula Ann. The baby is blue-black, and Sweetness cannot bear to even touch the child. Lula Ann repulses her. The father, Lewis, abandons the family, accusing Sweetness of infidelity. Sweetness also ends the novel with the ominous phrase, "God help the child." This reminds me of a Kate Chopin short story, Desiree's Baby. But this 19th century story set in Louisiana is the thinnest of shadows of Morrison's novel, which digs deeply into the psyche of Lula Ann. Chapters are narrated by several characters. Sweetness opens and closes the novel. Bride has a few chapters, Brooklyn, Bride's best friend at the cosmetics company, which employs both of them, and Sophia and Rain all provide details of the story. On several occasions, an omniscient narrator intervenes and offers lots of insights. Morrison's words overflow with emotion and tension. In a chapter narrated by Sweetness, Morrison writes, "Oh yeah, I feel bad sometimes about how I treated Lula Ann when she was little, but you have to understand, I had to protect her. She didn't know the world. There was no point in being tough or sassy, even when you were right. Not in a world where you could be sent to juvenile lockup for talking back or fighting in school. A world where you'd be the last one hired and the first one fired. She couldn't know any of that or know how black skin would scare white people or make them laugh or trick her. How awful and painful it must be to have to shelter a child from centuries of hate and prejudice." Read Toni Morrison's latest novel, God Help the Child, and begin to try and understand what African-American mothers have experienced for more than 400 years. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.